Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. The Jacksonville Beaches listen at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join the dialogue and the discussion each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. This broadcast is formatted around you, our listener. We set the stage. We ask the questions and invite you to join the dialogue and the discussion, giving us your thoughts and your opinions. I've had some to call it. I want to give my 2 cents worth. Well, you can give 2 cents worth, 5 cents worth. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today why Israel is so hated. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about, ladies and gentlemen, why, exactly why? I'm not just talking about philosophically or rhetorically, but why is Israel so hated? It's obvious that Israel is hated perhaps more than any other nation, any other group of people, any other ethnic category of people on the face of the globe. Why is that so? Let me just fast forward and give you a chapter and text to read. In your leisure, your study, Revelation the 12th chapter. Revelation the 12th chapter gives a very definitive, clear understanding of why Israel is so hated. There's not but 17 verses in that chapter. And you'll find in verses 13 through verse 17, it points out very clearly, very definitively, that Satan hates Israel because Israel gave birth to Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so the battle that we see taking place today is a demonic battle. It's a battle that's been going on since the beginning of time. It's a battle that's been going on for thousands of years. And it's because Israel is hated by Satan. We're watching a satanic demonic battle taking place. We call it the Islamic jihadists. They are. We call them Hamas or Hezbollah, etc., etc. And that's the term that's being used in secular history. But let me tell you, it's coming from Satan himself. Ladies and gentlemen, every American should be aware of. Every American should understand what we're witnessing today in the colleges and universities with students on the streets demonstrating against Israel. Hundreds of thousands around the world are rallying against Israel. That's not just something that happens by coincidence or by mistake or just simply because it is the end thing to do. There's a demonic delusion that is behind this. We're going to talk about that on the broadcast today. We'll introduce our very special guest that's with us in just a moment. We'll be talking about not just what is happening, but what is the cure? What is the answer? What should we do as Americans? What should we do as Christians, conservatives, as patriots to combat what we see with the lack of knowledge? And it is a lack of knowledge. It is a lack of understanding. It is a lack of understanding of American history and world history that brings these great numbers into the streets, causes the colleges and universities with the college presidents, university presidents, and the regents and the staff to stand against Israel and rallying around and getting the troops, i.e. the students, to be in the streets carrying out all kinds of mayhem, demanding that Israel be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the major indicators that we're in the last of the last days, prophetically speaking. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book, as I like to call it. John 8:31-32, in the biblical text, we find the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples. He says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus identifies truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And yet we see the statement of the secularist George Orwell that's so true today. Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said that America's decline is linked. Listen, Jim DeMint said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me just read you one little narrow portion of Jim DeMint's elongated statement. Jim DeMint said, "The truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it more succinctly and any more clear than Jim DeMint. Most younger Americans today, listen carefully, this is one of the keys that unlocks the understanding of where we are in America today and around the world with the hatred of Israel. The latest survey says that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, 55% think that each person can determine his or her own version of truth. Their position is there's no centrality of truth. Each person makes his own decision about what is true. You've heard me say many times before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half truth is a whole lie. And yet we find that taking place today. We find Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and AOC and others in the U.S. House of Representatives that should be put out, hear me, they should be put out of the House of Representatives representing the United States of America and any district thereof because of their hatred for America and their hatred for the Jewish people. They've come out of the closet. They're openly applauding Hamas. They're openly applauding the Islamic jihadist that's murdering, has already murdered 1,400 plus citizens in Israel and hold about 239 hostages. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, ladies and gentlemen, and the church reformer, Jan Hus, made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. I believe we're in a time and point in world history and eschatological prophetic truth that as Christians, as conservatives and patriots, we need to take that to heart. Seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. Listen to the truth. You won't find it on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Learn the truth. By the way, I had someone on one occasion said, "I watch the news all the time. And some of the things that you talk about, the news that you bring to forefront on the broadcast, I've never heard of." I said, "What news do you listen to?" "Well, mostly CNN." I understand why you don't understand the truth. If you listen to watch the Communist Network News, you won't get truth. In fact, it has already been discovered. And right now, the Associated Press has proven that news is biased. In fact, with the Associated Press, I don't have the article before me, but just a few days ago I brought that to the forefront. Associated Press sent out a notification to all of its affiliates that you cannot call Hamas terrorist. You must call them freedom fighters. You must call them, and they gave them a half a dozen names. But if you take news leads from AP, Associated Press, then you cannot call Hamas jihadist terrorist. you must call them by another designation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. They're located at 11291-11291 Old San Augustine Road. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me finish with a brief monologue, then we'll start taking our callers. Ladies and gentlemen, I just made the statement that every American should be appalled when witnessing the thongs of college and university students out in the streets demonstrating against Israel. Hundreds of thousands around the world are rallying against Israel. I'm looking at a headline. Calls for violence against Jews rock D.C. amid massive pro-Palestinian protests. Let me just read you a little brief portion of this article. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Washington, D.C. for a protest against Israel's war to eliminate Hamas on Saturday, just blocks from the White House. Numerous anti-Israel activist organizations, including Code Pink, National Students for Justice in Palestine, organized the so-called National March on Washington, Free Palestine protest, which saw tens of thousands of attendees descend upon Freedom Plaza, waving Palestinian flags and protesting against the Israeli military response to Hamas' October 7th attack, just a few hundred yards away from the White House. The huge crowd chanted slogans, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Ladies and gentlemen, that's saying let's wipe out Israel. Let's wipe out Israel. Let's hate Israel. Let's carry out, that's what they're saying, let's carry out the demonic, satanic battle against the Jewish people that's been raging for centuries. Let's wipe the Jewish people off the face of the map. That's the approach that's being taken today. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a modus operandi behind it. It is the socialist Marxist agenda. It is part of the communist agenda. It is part of what we've seen now for about three or four decades, where we've been watching the socialist Marxist communist professors brainwashing our kids in the what used to be some of the most prestigious universities in the world. And today we're finding them to simply be incubators for sowing seed of discord and hate, causing these students, these mushheads, as Rush Limbaugh used to call them, the airheads, causing them to hate America, to hate God, to hate Israel, to hate anything that's called a constitutional republic. We're finding the end result of that today after all of these decades. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce our guest, and then we'll have a little dialogue together. Then we're going to have some questions and answers and comments in relationship to what he's doing, what his ministry is all about. But I'll introduce our special guest today. Then we'll start taking your calls. We have with us today James Crandon. James is the faith leader for Citizens Defending Freedom. Jim, thank you so much for being here today.
What a privilege.
It's
an honor. It truly is. And I enjoy our time together. The few minutes before the show started and our conversations, it just means the world to spend time with a godly man. And I would encourage our listeners to please call in that number that Dr. Youngblood said. Please pray about it. If it's on your heart, please donate and support this man in his work, because he's doing what needs to be done for the believers and for the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm humbled by it, and I'm thankful for your comments. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
Yes, Brother James. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor, you get on, it's Satan. It is Satan. But like the Word of God said, that we are going to... It's going to be like birth pains, and it's getting close to that time, because the whole world hates Israel right now, even in the United States.
Right.
And that is sick. I mean, it to the pits of my stomach, I'm going on 70. To the pits of my stomach, it is sick. Because number one, you hate the Jews, you know, and Palestinians, they weren't Palestinians. They're Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
And no other country and their religion would take them. When I think it was Mark Twain went to Israel back in the day, you know, when he was alive, he went and said it was like a desolate place. Israel is the best country right now in the world for food, for medicine, for technology, everything, and helping everybody else. When 9/11 happened, nobody got out there and protested against that. The Palestinians, they were celebrating in the streets.
Yes, that's correct.
They were celebrating in the streets. You know, and, you know, it's sad. It's sad. It really is.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. When we look at it from a central biblicist worldview, we understand what is taking place. We understand what God is doing. And when we see what's happening, it is an escalating battle against Israel, Jerusalem in particular. Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 2 and 3, warns us, if I could paraphrase for a moment, warns us that in the last days, every nation will be trying to destroy, will be coming against Israel, and yet the God says in that text that he will crush, destroy every nation that comes against Israel. I don't know about you, Kenneth, but I look at America, I look at the empty suit called Joe Biden in the Oval Office, and how he's two-faced. He's saying that he's for Israel, and behind the scenes, he's trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy anything that would be called his support for the nation of Israel. And it causes me to be fearful, literally fearful, of what will happen to America, because God's Word says in Genesis, the 12th chapter, that he's going to bless every nation that blesses Israel and curse every nation that curses Israel. And so we're watching America with God's judgment already started. I believe we're watching America that ultimately will turn its back on the nation of Israel, and thus God will destroy the nation called United States of America. Kenneth, you're on target, spot on. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, is this Don?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing? So earlier today, I usually listen to a radio show from 9 until your show comes on. And today he was talking about, because I truly believe what he says as well. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the name of the show that I listen to or not on your show. But he was talking about how next week the Biden administration is handing over the authority of the internet to be in charge by the government. And he talked about this for several, you know, minutes, a good 20 minutes on his radio show. It's a national radio show. And have you heard anything about that? And if you haven't, are you interested in knowing what programs, or maybe you can also check into that? Because that, if it is true, and it does happen, with our government controlling anything that is said on the internet, is just another sign that we're living in perilous times, and we're getting close to, I think.
Well, Don, I believe your name's Don, correct? Don,
yes, Don.
I'm familiar with it. I've been watching the television with the advertisement blast about that taking place. But you see, the whole thing is that our deceitful government has been portraying the internet as being something they must control, because after all, TikTok is on there and other things that harming our teenagers, harming the youth, and is passing out disinformation, so therefore it must be controlled. And listen, only the government can properly control it. Just like government controls health care for the veterans, just like government controls the U.S. mail, just like government controls, and I could go on and on and on, and everything they control, they debauch and destroy. And so I'm familiar with it. I'm familiar with the fact that we need to call every congressman, every representative, every senator, and demand that they say no, because what we're watching today is one branch of government. We don't have three branches anymore. We don't have the legislative, the judiciary, and the executive branch. We have only the executive branch today. Joe Biden has done everything by fiat. He's done everything by a socialist, Marxist, communist iron hand of making executive orders. In fact, everything that he's done thus far has been based on executive orders. His goal is to undermine, tear down, and destroy, and to totally eviscerate our constitutional republic in America. And the closer we get, listen, the closer we get to the election, the more we're going to see the sequestration and the absolute silencing of anything that's called free flow of information by way of telephone, internet, the social media platforms, et cetera, et cetera. If we think it was difficult in 2020, if we think it was difficult in 2022 election, we just cannot understand how difficult it's going to be to communicate the truth in 2024 leading up to the 2024 election. So, yes, I'm familiar with it. No, I am not for it. 100% I'm against it. I'm against the government taking control of the internet. But it's on the basis that we're here to help you. We're here to keep you from reading, understanding, or hearing misinformation or disinformation.
Yes, I definitely appreciate
we
you
need
staying
to
on top of that.
Encourage every listener.
I agree, and that's
yes, sir.
The reason
Thank
why
you
I was calling,
so much for
just to make
input.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up today. Jim? When we think, and we'll take another call in just a moment. When we think about what we just discussed about the federal government taking over the internet system, what are your thoughts on that? What should the Christian do? How should we view that? Will that be difficult? Will it hurt, harm, destroy America?
It's definitely something we need to be paying attention to and awaken. I think we joked about it earlier. In Ephesians 5:14, it says, "Wake up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Well, versus the woke mentality or agenda that's trying to be taught now, we're saying wake up. The frustration level has risen in America, but the frustration is found because people don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get back to the basics.
Right.
We talked about the 10 and 10, the 10 commandments.
Mm-hmm.
It's spoken of in two books of the Bible, and the 10, the first amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand what we're entitled to and what we're responsible for. And one of them is to be a good citizen. Well, you have to learn again, the basics. And I confess, up until a few years ago, I was right there in the mix. But this organization that I'm involved with, Citizens Defending Freedom, is a relatively new organization. It's a not-for-profit, and it is a Christian organization. It's Citizens Defending Freedom. It's a nonprofit. We believe that biblical principles are the basis of it and what's woven throughout our foundational documents that made this nation great. It's a paramount place. The success of the United States is imperative, but to uphold it, we have to learn how.
Yes.
And so this course that Citizens Defending Freedom it puts on and so forth is a free course, so you're spending your most valuable asset, your time,
mm-hmm.
but you show up. A facilitator who can be you. If someone in the audience says, well, this is interesting, I want to hear about this. It's an 8-week class. Each episode is approximately an hour and 20 minutes. You push a play button. The first episode is on the foundation, and it focuses around the monument to the forefathers, the monument to the pilgrims, it was mm-hmm. also known as, or formerly known as. It was built in the 1800s. It's the tallest granite monument in the United States of America. Most people never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Well, it's got five figures on it. The first figure is a woman in the middle named Faith, pointing to the one true God, with the Geneva Bible in her left hand, blown open by the Holy Spirit. And at the base of the thing, which is 6 feet tall, the base alone, has got four figures. It's got law, morality, education, I train up a child in the way they should go, one they'll not fall from it, and justice, or liberty man. So, and it goes through those. This course goes through some of the basics that we learned, some of us, and some of us didn't. I had never heard of that Monument of the Forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
The greatness of this nation was founded on one nation under God. We've fallen away from that, and you and I think would agree that's by design.
Yes.
The devil's been hard at work to take apart the nuclear family, to weasel his way into the education system, to be talking about political correctness versus the truth. And smearing the lines. This would be like trying to play football in a parking lot with no lines.
That's part and parcel of what we see taking place today with this conundrum that many people find themselves in relationship to taking a stand for Israel,
mm-hmm.
because that is a biblical concept, mm-hmm. and many people do not know that because they do not know world history, church history, or American history.
Amen.
As a result of that, we are in a position of the blind leading the blind, so to speak, in America.
Amen.
I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with the question or comment, please.
Hi to both of you. But you know what? My heart, and I'll be serving 72 this year, has never felt the way it feels today in regard to our country. And you know, like back in the day, the older people would say, I never thought I'd see the day. It hurts to go into a store. We are clothing, feeding, helping people to come in and destroy us, where we have immigrants and Jews, people that really stood for the United States and had to wait to become a citizen, had to wait to be able to vote. And now the doors are, it is so demonic right now, and we have to go back to our roots of what we were taught, those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. Terry, you're on target with that. We need to go back to the roots. We need to go back to the fundamentals of biblical Christianity. And Terry, one of the thoughts that I touch on, and I'm you might say I harp on this maybe too much sometimes. The problem we have in America today with all of these issues we're talking about begins with the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
When you have pastors
yes.
that do not
yes.
have spines and backbones enough to
yes.
preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth, when we have pastors
yes.
that are weasels and they're fearful that a Democrat might get angry with them if they tell the truth.
Yes.
They're afraid
yes.
to say anything about abortion being murder. They're afraid to say anything about the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle being a stench in the nostrils of God. They're afraid they might lose numbers, nickels, and noses. And God holds the mm-hmm. pastor, the churches today, responsible for the trajectory and the direction that we're going in as a nation. And we're way off course
yes.
today. I believe it's time that we get back to the centrality of central biblical worldview and the biblicist worldview that God's Word says that we need to know. Therein lies the problem. We have a
yes.
sheer ignorance about world
yes.
history, biblical history,
yes.
and American history, and as a result
yes.
of that, we have the blind leading the blind, so to speak, in America. All we can do is keep
yes.
praying, Terry.
C.S. Lewis said, yes. every faculty you have, your power of thinking, moving your limbs from moment to moment, is given to us by God. If we devoted every movement of our whole life exclusively to His service, we could give anything that was not, in a sense, His own already. It is God.
That's
so
right.
What we have, my question to the public, to everyone listening today, brothers and sisters in Christ and those who just happened on the radio station, think for a minute, where have the Billy Grahams gone? He's passed on. He's gone to heaven. Where have the leaders in society, the great leaders that spoke up? You think about the Apostle Paul and Timothy. You think about the great leaders throughout history that took a stand, Frederick Douglass, the people that stood up against what they didn't believe in and had the courage. They dug down deep and they said, this is wrong and I need to stand up. So to address your point, my heart is broken over it too, but I've found a way through this Citizens Defending Freedom on a local level to be local light. I can't change Washington, but you and I can show up at a city council meeting and lovingly encourage our elected officials to do the right thing. And little by little.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
It was a time when the Christians felt, for Christ I live and for Christ I die.
Amen.
Yes.
Where
Amen.
Is that spirit in America?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's we need to get back to the biblical basics, Terry.
It's
Terry,
even in the pulpit.
We're against the heartbreak for our